So I'm sorry about that hold. You could probably predict what I'm about to say, but I'm just gonna go ahead. Try getting in contact with them. Can't seem to do so. I do see that one of my colleagues has sent out a request through email to reach out to you or to us, because either or would be highly appreciated. Right now, as far as gathering more information, that's where we are. So I was gonna ask, what do you want to do going forward, or what do you feel like you should do going forward in regards to this? Because we can put it in a reschedule status, and Best Buy can help you get it rescheduled for another day, or we could just leave it as is and see what happens, as far as if they'll ever contact us or not. Because they did get in contact with you already once about the delay. Wait, actually.
No, they didn't. Nobody got in contact with me. I've been making phone calls all day. No
So
one. When I
who
called
told
in,
you
they
about the
said,
first
"Oh, you're running
delay?
a little behind."
So when you called in that
That
first time
one
and then you got
representative.
that delay information, did you call us and they told you that?
I can't even remember what numbers I've been calling. I called, I guess that's, I don't know. Like, I'm gonna tell you right now, the number I've been calling is 888-237-8289.
The reason why I'm asking is because whoever told you that they're just running a bit behind sound like they sound like they got in contact with the technicians. So I would really like to know how they got in contact with them.
I don't know, but is this common practice? Because this is the worst installation client I've ever experienced in my life. I'm better off going to Home Depot. I had a dryer installed last week, on time, brought the dryer, excellent condition. Guy did more than he really had to do, and I'm a happy customer. I mean, this is like a nightmare through Best Buy.
Yes, I'm trying my best to see what I can do. Let's see. I'm trying to clicky clack on my keyboard to see what I can find out, but see anything yet. Yeah, right now I guess we're just waiting for a response on the email that was sent out, because the current phone number we're trying to use to contact them doesn't even sound like it's connected. So for right now, I would say, in my personal opinion, I would either reconsider as to rescheduling or staying to see what happens. I would personally just probably reschedule if it were me, but it's up to you what you want to do going forward. Keep in mind, there's really not much more I could do to try to get in contact with them. So, it's purely up to you.
So let me ask you a question. What time do they work till?
From my experience, drivers and technicians of that sort, they can't really be out. I know it varies from state to state. They can't really be out for longer than, I think, 9 or 10. It's still a while before like they would, you could rule them out as not arriving.
Okay, so they can come to my house like as late as 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Like around 8 to 9, yes. 'Cause they can't just be a drive around by 10. So they usually try to get their route done before like 9. So yeah, 'cause I see time windows go to 8 p.m. as well. So, yeah, I would say about right at 9 is that deadline mark.
Okay. So you guys just deal with installations. You don't deal with anything else like returns or anything like that.
Correct.
Okay. Can you place a note on there that if this installation is not done today, I am calling Best Buy and telling them to come pick up their piece of shit dishwasher that I paid a lot of money for. I am done. I'm done.
Okay.
I will go to PC Richards, and I will go spend my money there. It has nothing to do with you. You're doing your job. You're doing a great job. I appreciate your patience with me. But they came here 3 weeks ago, literally dropped this big box in my kitchen with the install kit and left when I specifically asked for installation. Then I had to go to Best Buy and complain and sit there for over an hour with two young kids playing with vacuum cleaners and running around. And now I had to make an appointment and sit here all day and make like seven phone calls. So I hope that, you know how it says this call is being recorded and monitored?
Yes.
Hope it's being recorded and monitored. And I am going to leave a horrible survey. And I don't wish, and I've spent a lot of money with Best Buy. I've bought TVs from them. I've bought a lot of different things from Best Buy. I know. This is the installation company. I get it. He's just listening to me. I'll owe you a $20 copay just to listen to my problems. I'm done with them. So I'm going to ride it out today. If you could just put a note to say the customer is very frustrated. They're riding out. This is my son calling. Alexander, hold on a minute. I'm going to ride it out today. Just place a note. If the customer doesn't get installation today, they're having this dishwasher picked up. They can come to my house, pick it up, because I never even opened the box. I don't even know if I have the right product. I think I have the right product, but I don't even know. It's been sitting in my kitchen for 3 weeks. So, can you put that information down, that the customer is going to ride it out and hopefully it gets installed today?
Yes, I was typing that actually as you were speaking to me, so make sure I didn't miss anything. Yes, so I will.
All right, no problem.
Add that there too.
Taking a nap while you were listening to me.
No. I wish.
I've done that before, where you put the phone down and just let people rant and rant. You know, rant. I get it. Trust me. I could never do what you do, so I give you a lot of credit.
Yep, I try my best, but if I do see any updates on this, I'll give you a call. I'll leave your ticket open here on a tab, and I'll refresh it occasionally, see what happens.
You know what? That's awesome. What's your name?
My name is George.
George, you know what? If you do that for me, I really would appreciate that. If you get any kind of updates, 7:30 tonight, Anna, they're really not coming, I'd even appreciate that. Just let me know that they're not even coming. And I'll take that, because you know what? I have a feeling I'm going to write it out, and I'm never going to hear from anyone. No emails, no phone calls, nothing.
I definitely understand. But, yeah, I'll keep an eye on it. And, you know, I work until pretty late. So if I feel like that, yeah, they're not arriving, but I don't even see an update, and it's about 7 my time, then I'll see. I'll give you a call and let you know that I'm not feeling too confident about it.
All right, George. And you know what the other thing is? I need to go on and move on with my life right now, so I have to run to the supermarket so I could feed my little cherubs. So if I leave and these people happen to come here without calling me the way they're supposed to a half hour before, I don't want to be charged for them standing around waiting for me.
Because, no, you won't be charged.
Okay, I'm just saying, like, I don't want to be in the supermarket and get a phone call, oh, we're at your house, and then now I have to rush because, you know, inconsiderately, they didn't give me a call that they were coming to my home. So I just want that documented. Mm-hmm. All right, George, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
No problem. I hope everything turns out to be okay, all right?
Me too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Alex, be over there. Bye.